Doug, there were some explosive plays against San Diego. 6 plays of 19 yards or more, both runs and passes. How encouraged were you by that?
I'm very encouraged. You know, something early in the season, I think we struggled a little bit getting the ball down the field. But we keep sticking with the same types of routes, and our guys are understanding how to run those. We're getting the protection that we need, and Alex is seeing it a little bit better. And, you know, by formation a little bit, and also by play design, we're able to kind of dictate coverage, which helps, and get our guys in a position to take those shots down the field.
I want to ask you something other positive in the San Diego game that leads to the Denver game this week is your red zone productivity, 4 touchdowns and 5 shots. Why was it better in the red zone? Because we know it's got to be 7s and not 3s here.
Exactly. You know, just the guys work really hard, number one, down there. Execution becomes critical down in the red zone. We understand that lanes are tighter, things happen faster, balls out of your hand from a quarterback's perspective. And then the guys just made plays. I mean, bottom line, Dwayne made a heck of a play at the end of the game. We were able to run the ball, Jamal a couple times in there, and then hit Fasano one time in the flat. So, you know, it was a drop back pass, it was run, it was movement, it was a goal line. It was good stuff that, you know, the guys are understanding. It's a mentality down there, you know, once you get into the red zone, and it was positive to come away with a touchdown.
Smith takes the shotgun snap. He's got time, unloads it down the field, Avery wide open. 5 touchdowns, Kansas City. A perfectly thrown 32-yard post pattern, and Donnie Avery tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone for the first time since week one.
What about Jamal's development positively as a receiver, running routes, catching the ball? Because they're not coming in, he would come off the field on third down in years prior. What about his progress there?
You know, he's a guy, as we go along, that really wants more on his plate. And there's a fine line there, because you don't want to, as you get deeper into the season now, with a month left of the season, and hopefully you're looking at the playoff picture down the road, you don't want to wear him out, but yet you still want to use him and be productive with him on the football field. He's one of our explosive guys, more explosive guys on offense. He's wanting more. We'll give him a few more plays here and there.
Two of the biggest games in the last 20 years of this franchise happening in the last 3 weeks, with Denver there and Denver here. You start installing on before Mother's Day. You add to it in the summer, camp. How much can you really adjust in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's tough. And again, it's a chess match. And it's putting our guys in the most advantageous position to be successful on game day. And, you know, you take a look at what we did a couple weeks ago and felt like we had a really good plan going into that game. We've got to do a better job with, you know, some pre-snap reads, pre-snap adjustments. Take a look at what was successful, run and pass. Utilize our strength. Utilize our guys. Put them in a position to be successful. Maybe dictate by formation, by personnel groups, a certain coverage or a certain look that you want, and allow our guys to go play and play fast.